You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, here's Wheat's wishing each and every one of you a very good morning, a very good Monday morning. And yes, start of a brand new week, and I tell you what, it's almost the end of the first month of the year, isn't it? It's the 30th of January, and it's Monday. I'm Jerry D, this is The Breakfast Show, here to entertain you, going through for the next 3 hours until 10 o'clock this morning, hopefully getting you wherever it is you want to be going. If not, you probably end up in the wrong place. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the events that are relevant to today's date, 30th of January. It says here, day of Azerbaijani customs, day of Saude in Brazil. I love this one. Here we've got fried Korematsu Day, and that is in California, Florida, Hawaii, Virginia, and the United States. Although it does sound rather Japanese, doesn't it? Martyrdom of Mahatma Gandhi-related observances for today. Martyrs Day in India, School Day of Non-Violence and Peace in Spain, and Start of the Season for Non-Violence, January 30th through to the 4th of April. I'm sure they could make it last a bit longer than that, don't you?
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. I'm on my way. Cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
We watch the sunset.
to sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
Every man's home is his castle, and Ed Sheeran was singing about his, and his is on the hill. Castle on the Hill is what that one was called. And that's brought us in on our Monday morning, music-wise, released, by the way, back on the 6th of January in 2017. It's one of the double lead singles from his third studio album, along with Shape of You. Castle on the Hill, by the way, written and produced by Ed Sheeran, together with Benny Blanco. Breakfast Show time, 7 after 7, that's what we like to hear.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care to go to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bomba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city on rock and roll.
not on a Saturday. It's a lovely sunny Monday. There you go, another radio station for you. There we go, that is Starship, and we built the cities. Time for a few good mornings. Let's say good morning to Paul over there in South London, UK. And to Mary Lou here in Panama. She was with us bright and breezy this morning. Good morning, Mary Lou. And also to Renee and Rick. They've been doing exploring. Thank you, by the way, for those wonderful pictures. I'll come back to you a little bit later. You did say if we could play something peppy for you while you do the mopping this morning. I think this just about sums it up, doesn't it? Eh? We built the city. Good mopping song. So could this one be, in actual fact? It's Texas and Mr. Hayes.
I remember you now just like a summer in the rain. Yes, I do. Been trying to hold back all these feelings for so long. Now I'll tell you. Give it up. I just can't take it. Give it up. You'll never.
That's a great one from Texas, isn't it, Mr. Hayes? Texas, of course, being a Scottish band, which, of course, entirely makes sense. Time on The Breakfast Show, 15 after 7. Let's do this, shall we? Get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. And we'll do our best to get you there, well, in good spirits, smiling and happy. Why not? There we go. Love and kisses. And I found love. Now that I found you. Out you get. Come on. Chop, chop. On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. I found love, but I found love now that I found you. Love and Kisses was the group. In fact, it was a studio group formed by a Cairo-born French musician, a guy called Alex R. Constantinos, along with the song Accidental Lover, I Found Love Now That I Found You. And these are from the group's 1977 self-titled debut studio album. Hit number one on the US Hot Disco Singles Chart for 3 weeks in July of 1977. It's a Music Monday, boys and girls. Checking with Ingrid a little bit later for Everyday Story of Country Folk. Checking with Yasmin. Checking with you.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
we go. Going back in town with the Flowerpot Men. And let's go to San Francisco. You are listening to our breakfast show. We are on 89.3. That's Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial with me, Jerry D. If you are keeping on the time, we're just coming down for a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour. So just get right now we're about 27 and a half minutes. And that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. So I think we'll take our little break and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde, and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States. I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
¡Y llegó el verano! ¡Saludos luneros! Alfredo Hidrobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. It's nice to have you with us on this Monday morning. It is the 30th of January. Yes, just one more day after today. And that's January gone. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Time, exactly 1:30 the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the international and business news for this morning, an explosion inside a mosque killed at least 28 people and wounded 150 more. This is in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar. This was on Monday, a government official said, and many of the casualties were police officers who had gathered for noon prayers. The mosque was located inside a compound that includes the headquarters of the provincial police force and a counter-terrorism department, Peshawar's police chief Lijaz Khan has said. Russia told the United States on Monday that the last remaining pillar of bilateral nuclear arms control could expire in 2026 without a replacement due to what is said were U.S. efforts to inflict strategic defeat on Moscow in Ukraine. Both Russia and the United States still have vast arsenals of nuclear weapons, which are currently partially limited by the 2011 New START Treaty, which in 2021 was extended until 2026. A Russian company said that it will offer 5 million rubles, that's around about $72,000, in cash to the first soldiers who destroy or capture Western-made tanks in Ukraine, after the Kremlin vowed Russian forces would wipe out any Western tanks shipped to Ukraine. The United States Embassy in Turkey warned Americans on Monday of possible attacks against churches, synagogues and diplomatic missions in Istanbul, marking its second such notice in 4 days following Quran burning incidents in Europe. And flood-ravaged Auckland is forecast to receive further heavy rain in the coming days, authorities in New Zealand's largest city said on Monday, as insurers counted the costs of what looks likely to be the country's most expensive weather event ever. Health authorities in China's southwestern province of Sichuan will allow unmarried individuals to raise a family and enjoy benefits reserved for married couples in the latest effort to bolster a falling birth rate. The government dictates that only married women are legally allowed to give birth, but with marriage and birth rates having fallen to record lows in recent years, provincial authorities revamped the 2019 rule to cover singles who want to have children. Shares slipped on Monday at the start of an agenda-setting week for markets in which the likely interest rate hikes in Europe and in the United States, as well as US jobs and wage data, will give markets a fresh update on the battle against inflation. Investors expect the Federal Reserve will raise rates by 25 basis points on Wednesday, followed the day after by half-point hikes from the Bank of England and European Central Bank, and any deviation from that script would be a real shock. Europe's benchmark stocks index fell 0.5% on Monday morning, echoing a slight dip in MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan. And that has surged 11% in January so far as China's reopening bolsters its economy. Meanwhile, US stocks were set to follow the nervous Monday mood, with S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ futures down nearly 1% as investors await guidance later in the week on the Federal Reserve's policy. Adani Group, their shares extended their sharp falls on Monday as the Indian conglomerate's rebuttal of a US short seller's criticism failed to pacify investors, driving stock market losses for the companies to almost $70 billion over 3 days. Oil steadied on Monday as looming interest rate hikes by major central banks and signs of strong Russian exports balanced a rising Middle East tension over a drone attack in Iran and hopes of higher Chinese demand. Brent crude rose 20 cents or 0.2% to $86.86 a barrel. This was by 1110 GMT, whilst US West Texas Intermediate crude added 8 cents or 0.1% to $79.76. Toyota Motor Corporation sold its 10.5 million vehicles in 2022, it said on Monday, defending its title as the world's top-selling automaker for a third straight year. Nissan Motor Company and Renault SA agreed on Monday to a sweeping remake of their two-decade-old automaking alliance that will put them on equal footing and see the Japanese company invest in Renault's new electric vehicle business. And that's a bit of a sad one for me. I love this aircraft. Boeing 747, the original and arguably the most aesthetic jumbo jet, revolutionized air travel, only to see its more than five-decade reign as Queen of the Skies ended by more efficient twin-jet planes. The last commercial Boeing jumbo will be delivered to Atlas Air on the surviving freighter version on Tuesday, 53 years after the 747's instantly recognizable humped silhouette grabbed global attention as a Pan Am passenger jet. I tell you what, wasn't it quite something at the time when that was launched? But a beautiful aircraft, traveled on it so many times. And, well, really, why miss it? Not that I do much traveling these days. Shania Twain on The Breakfast Show. We're 24 before 8 o'clock.
Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line. Oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. I'm out of here. Cover girl, yeah, you could be a plane in a magazine. Now tell me what's your sign. Oh, I'll read the same old line. I'll be a number four if you change your mind.
She goes in, that's Shania Twain. And if you're not in it for love, I'm out of here. No, she's gone, that's it. Or was it he has been, I'm not sure. On the Breakfast Show, we're 20 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And don't forget, we're with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Robbie Williams is next on my playlist for this morning. It's one I don't think I've played for a long, long time. It's called Last Days of Disco.
Call it a comeback.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Where did we begin? Back in the days we lived inside each other's skin. We traveled light, we never needed anything. Think of what you'd have to pack if you left and plan on never coming back. Just the thought of it can stop you in your tracks and make you stay.
There we go, following on from Robbie Williams and Last Days of Disco, Tracy Thorn there. And she was at the disco on the dance floor. Where else would you expect to find her, I tell you. Right, let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a lovely Monday. You asked if we could play Dee Martin and Amore. Now, I wonder what made you think of that one. I'll tell you what, it's a great track.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the tabella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella, hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella,
when the stars make you drool just like pasta fossil.
Amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore,
amore,
that's amore.
Dean Martin and That's Amore. Mary Lou likes that one. Let's also say, this is a busy morning this morning. Let's also say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil, who are right now vacationing, or not vacationing, they're sort of spending some time in Mexico. And they say good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and all the Breakfast Show listeners everywhere. So thank you very much for that. That's Rowena and Phil having a great time. They're coming into Panama as well soon, so I look forward to seeing them when they get here. You asked if we could play It's a Beautiful Morning by the Rascals.
It's a beautiful morning.
There we go for Rowena and Phil this morning. Beautiful morning. Lovely picture they sent. I'm getting jealous, mind you, when I look out of the studio window. It's not much different, except we don't have the little boats there. Right, I tell you what, look, taking a little rummage through the birthdays that Neil sends in the mornings. Here's a favourite of mine. The reason it's a favourite, when I was about 16, and I was sort of going through, I think it was probably Air Force training at the time, and I went to, for a little break, I went to my father's, and he had just bought this record, okay, and it was being played incessantly, over and over and over again. But I tell you what, I still love it. It's by Horst Jankowski, who was born on this day back in 1936. In fact, a classically trained pianist, most famous though for his international successful easy listening music, such as his 1965 number one hit, A Walk in the Black Forest.
The best place to be in the mornings.
A good filler in that one. Another instrumental, John Barry 7 and Hit and Miss. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
this one.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431 0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Vale Motors.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
There's rumors of war. Men dying and women crying. If you be there, you'll die. Perhaps you wonder the reason why. Then wait! Don't you worry. A new day is dawning. We'll catch the sun and away we'll fly.
You home, and if you're ready, then we'll carry on.
ago talking about war. That's called Are You Ready here on The Breakfast Show. And I tell you what, let's say good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops in a line. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her. It's from Giannis Plutathasos, I think. I don't know where you get them from, but anyway, certainly.
Απόψε θα το μάθει. Σαν φτάσεις μυστικά θα σου το πω. Περίμενα να 'ρθεις στα μάτια να με δεις, να σου ζητήσω τη λακταρό. Αχ, κορίτσι μου, στους χτύπους της καρδιάς μου απόψε χόρεψε, φτερά γέλου στο κορμί μου φόρεσε, να φτάσω στην πόρτα του ουρανού. Αχ, κορίτσι μου, δικά σου της ψυχής μου τα φανέρωτα, τα έκρυψα σε βράδια ξημέρωτα, κανένας μη τα δει, μόνο εσύ. Περίμενα τόσο καιρό εσένα να έρθεις στη ζωή μου να φανείς. Εγώ σε καρτερό σου φώναζα εδώ, να μείνεις μη περάσεις και διαβείς. Αχ, κορίτσι μου, στους τύπους της καρδιάς μου απόψε χόρεψε, φτερά γέλου στο κορμί μου φόρεσε, να φτάσω στην πόρτα του ουρανού. Αχ, κορίτσι μου, δικά σου της ψυχής μου τα φανέρωτα, τα έκρυψα σε βράδια ξημέρωτα, κανένας μη τα δει, μόνο εσύ. Αχ, κορίτσι μου, στους χτύπους της καρδιάς μου απόψε χόρεψε, φτερά αγγέλου στο κορμί μου φόρεσε, να φτάσω στην πόρτα του ουρανού. Αχ, κορίτσι μου, δικά σου της ψυχής μου τα φανέρωτα, τα έκρυψα σε βράδια ξημέρωτα, κανένας μη τα δει, μόνο εσύ, μόνο εσύ.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's a beautiful day starting here in Panama City. Yep, I'm back. I had to drive in yesterday, saw a client on Sunday. Gonna see him again today, and then back to the El Valle is my hopes. I'm looking out the window at the traffic. Not bad, it's getting there. But I'm going out to the other side where I can see the ocean. Wow, I love looking at that ocean. What a beautiful ocean. Beautiful salmon glow right now on the light coming off of the ocean from the behind the buildings. There's a beautiful, beautiful sunshine. Can't see it yet. It's not come up high enough for me to see it. I'm going to try to go get a better view over here, see if I can see it there. Nope, can't see it any better from over here. Those big old buildings are blocking the way. One of these days I'm just going to have to say, hey, move that building. I can't see. Oh, well, there's that. It is a salmon glow. Wow. You know what they said? Red sky in the morning, sailor take warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. I do remember that when I was a sheeter. And being a sheeter, I mean, I was a sailboat sheeter, not a puff-puff, what we called a puffer boat. When I lived in New York, I had a little sailboat. I'd go out on Barnegat Bay and sail away. So, today is Monday. Congratulations. This is the last couple of days, but January is going to end. We're going to go into February. And if I'm not mistaken, shortly thereafter is going to be Carnival. All you crazy folk are going to come out to El Valle, right? Yeah, don't. Please don't. Stay away if you can. We don't need you there. Actually, El Valle is beefing up its, what do they call that, tourism. And they've been doing a lot of stuff. They had this big, big, huge dance party that they used to have in another city. And they had it, and it was all kinds of típico dances. And it went from 4 in the afternoon till 4 a.m. I could hear that music blasting all night, Saturday night. Sounded like it was a blast. Not something I want to go out to. I'm kind of like staying in. So, you guys be safe, and I hopefully will serve some information about the countryside tomorrow. So until then, back to you in the studio.
Everywhere I go, your face we used to know. I pass a place we used to go when you were mine. Since you went away,
since you went away,
my heart's not free. It keeps on raining down on me. Will there be a day when the sun will shine?
That's Elkie Brooks and Sunshine After the Rain. We haven't had any rain for a few days, which has been rather exciting, hasn't it? Right, I'll tell you what we've got to do quickly. I've got to say a very, very happy birthday to our friend Paul. Paul Dixon, over there in the United Kingdom, South London. And he says, please give a shout-out to Captain Aurelio Dutari, his wife Raina, and our friends Dionilka, Dionara, and Sofia Victoria, and also to Captain Orlando Allard. So very, very good morning to you from that's from Paul Dixon over there in the UK, whose birthday it is. So I tell you what, we better do one of these, haven't we?
Happy
There we go. That's going out to Paul Dixon this morning over there, and of course to his lovely lady Maria. Good morning to you. And I tell you what, you asked if we could play Barrett Strong, who sadly has passed away. And you asked if we could play Barrett Strong and Money. That's it, Barrett Strong and Money. And it was written by Tamla founder Barry Gordy, in actual fact, together with Janie Bradford, which was the first hit record for Gordy's Motown Enterprise. Barrett Strong recorded it back in 1959 as a single for the Tamla label. Distributed nationally on Anna Records, many artists later recorded the tune as well, of course, including the Beatles, remember that? 1963, the Rolling Stones have done it. 1964, and the Flying Lizards in 1979. Prepare your home the Ashley way at the Ashley Sale, from 30 to 50% at Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde. Going on until the 31st of January, it's time to equip your home with the number one brand of furniture in the United States. Live the Ashley experience.
If she had me back then.
there we go. Do you remember, I was telling you, wasn't it, the last week or the week before about the Yardbirds and Jeff Beck replacing Eric Clapton as the lead guitarist? That one, Heart Full of Soul, was the first one to be released when they had the changeover. If you are keeping an eye on the time is, we're making our way to 8:30 here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place where? On your radio dial.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And there we go, bring us into this part of this morning's program. It is Madonna, hung up off of her album Confessions on the Dance Floor. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. That is, don't you? That is ABBA and Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Man After Midnight. Well, I'm sure you noticed a similarity between Madonna's Hung Up and that one by ABBA, because, in actual fact, Hung Up prominently features a sample from the instrumental introduction to ABBA's single, Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Man After Midnight, by the way, for which Madonna personally sought permission from its songwriters, Benny Andersson and Bjørn Orvesen. So there we go. I think this is only the second time Andersson and Jorvolus gave permission for any sample. Witchu! That's what this is called. Comes from Duran Jones. The Randy Jones Hive, by the way, not forgetting the Indications as well on this track. Great track. Time, if you're keeping up, about 20 to 9. There we go, yes, so with their own crowd there, Duran Jones and the Indications. And that was called, if you're all wondering, it was just called, believe it or not, Wichu. Bless you. And Duran Jones and the Indications, American contemporary R&B soul group, founded, by the way, by one of the core songwriters, trio of the singer Duran Jones, singer-drummer Aaron Fraser, guitarist Blake Ryan, and they were formed back in 2012. Came to prominence as part of the Soul Revivalist movement. Yes, bring it back. That's what I say. And that one comes off of their album called Private Space. Now, I was taking a look, as I do, at some of the things that are relevant to today's date. And what we got here is, this one's a bit of a laugh. It comes from 1661. I was going to say 1966. Well, that's been a bit of a long time. 1661, Oliver Cromwell, who was the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England, is ritually executed. 2 years after his death, on the anniversary, by the way, of the execution of the monarch who himself deposed. So, yes. Oh, let's dig him up. He's guilty. Love it. This is the amazing Rhythm Aces. Another little bit of funk on the show.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted.
That you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Just two shots. Who? At the Cobra. Cobra Cabana.
sure I never get tired of listening to Barry Manilow there. Having fun at the Copacabana. Right, so what we're going to do right now. I'm having a little bit of a chuckle for myself here at the moment, which is not unusual, of course. We're going to take this one from Swing Out Sisters, so you can just sit back and relax for a few minutes. It's called, well, Now You're Not Here. All right.
Love was young, we saw beyond a sky that had no limits, much higher than the highest star, beyond the furthest planet. We thought that we could change the world and everything in it, but time ran out of endless hours, gave in to doubt.
That lovely. What a beautiful combination of voices you got on there. And that is Swing Out Sister. And Now You're Not Here. Why am I having a little chuckle to myself, you might well ask? Because I'm not here. I'm doing something which I very rarely ever able to do, and that's sit in my car and drive and listen to The Breakfast Show. So since 8:30, no, I've not been here. So if you are sending in any messages to me, I'm sorry, I can't respond to them. But don't worry, I'll get back to you tomorrow. The reason is I'm going off. I've got an appointment at the US Embassy for this morning. That's one thing you don't want to be late for, either. They won't let you in. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying the program, even without me. I probably am. Right, let me see. Can we squeeze one more in? As we make our way up to the top of the hour, I think so. And this is comes from Triangle. Triangle Sun, S-U-N, upside down.
One move or two. the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And a big welcome back to The Breakfast Show. And there is Todd Rundgren. And hello, it's me. Yes, it is, really. just going back and looking at some of the things relevant to today's date. 30th of January, by the way. We've just got one more day left, haven't we? Then we're in February already. 1790, let's go back to 1790. It was the first purpose-built lifeboat on this day was launched. And this was on the River Tyne in the United Kingdom. 1826, the Menai Suspension Bridge, considered the world's first modern suspension bridge, connected the Isle of Anglesey and the northwest coast of Wales. And last for the moment, 1847, the town of Yerba Buena. Now, what is it called now? You may well ask yourself, and I'm going to tell you. It was called Yerba Buena then, but it was renamed San Francisco. We'll be right back. Great track that is. That goes back a little while. Hard to believe it, really. 1984 was when Philip Bailey together with Phil Collins. Philip Bailey, of course, of Earth, Wind and Fire. Phil Collins there of Genesis, and jointly written and composed by Bailey, Collins and Nathan East. The song appeared on Bailey's solo album, which was called Chinese Wall, and Phil Collins has performed the song in his live concerts as well. And it appears on both his 1990 album, Serious Hits Live, and his 1998 compilation album, which was Hits. It's a Bailey-only US Top 40 hit, by the way, as a solo artist. If you are keeping an eye on the time, I'm probably a little bit out now, but I think it's probably around about 20 past nine. I hope. I've lost complete track of time because I'm not with you. And I think I've probably hopefully got where I'm going to by now. Right, back to the... I tell you what, before we go back to the music, let's take another look at... I've got another thing here from this date, the 30th of January, going back to the year 1894. C.B. King, he received a patent for the pneumatic hammer. Well, that's exciting, isn't it? Gosh, can't get over that. Big thanks to C.B. King. This is Deep Soul, or Soul Deep. The Box Tops.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Prepare your home the Ashley Way at the Ashley Sale from 30 to 50% at Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde. Going on until the 31st of January, it's time to equip your home with the number one brand of furniture in the United States. Live the Ashley Experience.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up, and let me. This woman is my destiny.
They call themselves Walk the Moon. American pop-rock band based in Cincinnati. And that, of course, is in Ohio. The likes of me, just didn't remember. Lead singer Nicholas Preticcia started the band in 2006 while a student that was at Kenyon College, deriving the band's name from the song Walking on the Moon by the Police. If I was here... I'd have followed that with that song, but I'm not going to. I'm going to follow it with this. Why? Because I love it. Joy Crooks, When You're Mine.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie. Take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, at least not that way. But someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder, smile with a brick sunshine. But you were that guy when you were mine. Daddy and cola, don't even have to try. But you were just can't hate them. You're breaking all the rules down Electric Avenue. Oh, I've never seen too many moves. Hand in hand, cold harbor lane. Never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, at least not that way. But someone better want me like that someday.
Get enough of Joy Crooks, I tell you. Joy Elizabeth Arthur Crooks is her full name, and she is a singer-songwriter. She incorporates details about her relationships, self-reliance, her culture, of course, South London roots, which is one of the reasons I love it so much. References there, of course, to a place called Brixton in that one, and her identity, all in her music. And she's released three extended plays in 2017 and was nominated for the Rising Star Award at the 2020 Brit Awards. Her debut studio album called Skin was released in October 2021 to wide critical acclaim and reached the top five in the UK. And I just can't wait for the next one to come along.
Our day will come and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy
things for us. Change love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay in love this way. Our day will come.
Our day will
station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Is M People and Don't Look Any Further. Right, I tell you what, I thought it's about time before we go away later on in a few minutes' time, well, around about 5:02, some nice news, okay? We don't get too much of it, do we? This is a story about a 6-year-old and he's climbing some of the UK's highest mountains. He can't go to Mount Everest quite yet, so until then, a six-year-old adventurer, Oscar Burrow, will reach the top of as many mountains as he can near his home in Lancaster, in England. His dad, Matt, told BBC News after Oscar learned about Sir Edmund Hillary and his Everest climb. He decided that he wanted to be the youngest to ever conquer it. It's too small. He said that I explained to him why this might be a little bit tricky, but he didn't want to dash his dream. So we came up with a plan to climb the highest mountains in Great Britain. Now, Oscar claims to climb the equivalent height of Mount Everest, and along the way is raising money. This is great, isn't it? Raising money for Darien House, a hospice for children. Since he started in October, Oscar has raised about £1,400, with a goal of getting up to £8,849 at the height of Mount Everest in metres. He climbs on the weekends with his parents, grandfather and sister, and told BBC News, the walks don't scare me, but sometimes my fingers get a bit cold, Matt said. His son's determination truly amazes me, and it wouldn't surprise me if one day he actually goes and climbs Mount Everest for real. What a lovely story. We need more stories like that, don't we? Let's ban the rest of the news, I think.
Before I say another word, let me tell you, I love you.
There's a nice one for you. Torn Between Two Lovers, and that's from Mary McGregor. My next piece of music this morning is called Blue Bayou, and it's a song that was written by Roy Orbison together with Joe Melson, and originally sung and recorded by Roy Orbison, who had an international hit with his version back in 1963. It later, though, became Linda Ronstadt's signature song, with which she scored a top five hit with her cover in 1977. Of course, the song has since been covered by many, many others. And here's one I particularly like. It's from Naima Lynn and her version of Blue Bayou.
Keep wondering who
Minaj, and who's holding Donna now? Time on the Breakfast Show. We can squeeze one more in. Comes from Lindsay Buckingham. This will get you going. Love the dog barking in the background there. That's it. Yes, indeed. Lindsay Buckingham and Holiday Road. Woof, woof. Right. Let's see. Well, that's about it. It's brought us virtually to the end of this morning's program. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've been sitting listening to the last half in the car. Well done, lad. Anyway, big thanks as always this morning. Let's say a big thank you to Ingrid for our Monday morning everyday story of country folk. To Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all the work, especially today on her own, last couple of hour and a half of the program. So big thanks to Yasmin, who does all our social media, everything else. Big thanks to Neil as well, getting a lot of our background information for us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Big thanks to him. Of course, he's here in Panama right now, which is great. And also, let me say a big thank you to the boys and girls, a group of garage, keep us up and running. And last but not least, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you fancy advertising or sponsoring, it's easy. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. We can call Yasmin on 223-5162. Now, I'll be back with you, all of me, tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning. And what do we say? Between now and then, please do whatever it is you're going to be doing very carefully, because at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.